Brought to you by Spreads.ca, Canada's newest online casino and sportsbook. Why gamble playing with the other sites when you can play all your favorite slots and table games at the casino made for Canada? Spreads.ca has over 500 games like Mega Moolah and Live Dealer Blackjack. Head over to the sportsbook and check out all the best betting markets. When signing up at Spreads.ca, enter code TILLBILL25, make a deposit, and get a 100% match bonus and a $25 free sports bet. Just for registering at Spreads.ca, you'll get 10 free spins for $1 million. Go to Spreads.ca and sign up now with code TILLBILL25.
Brought to you by Thornhill Smiles Dental, located at 390 Steeles Avenue West. Thornhill Smiles is your one-stop dental center in Thornhill, from general dentistry to implants, root canal therapy, and cosmetic dentistry. Call for a free consultation today, 905-707-6477. We speak English, French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, Hebrew, and Persian, and are conveniently located on Steeles between Bathurst and Yonge. That's 905-707-6477 to book your free consultation now.
Got a big game coming up, Toronto FC Atlanta. John, I'll let you give your prediction. What do you think is going to go down?
I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. And I think that what we've seen in the past is Atlanta United, they have found ways to cut off the supply lines to Pozuelo and in the past Bradley there in the center. And if you cut off those supply lines, then you don't give a Pozuelo, and then in this case Piatti, the opportunity to operate in the middle of the pitch. I think that what you're going to see is over the last handful of matches, Atlanta United has been more physical in the middle of the pitch. They're not afraid to knock somebody over. They're not afraid to do the professional foul. They're not afraid to sit there and remind you that we're going to be here all day. It took a while for them under Stephen Glass to get to that mindset. And I know, Coach, that when you're trying to remind players that you can do things a certain way, sometimes it takes a little while for that to register that, yes, this will work. The foul numbers for Atlanta United have gone up, and it's taken them a while to get adjusted to something like that. So I think that you're going to see a very tough defensive effort in the middle of the pitch. I think that it's going to be a grinder. I don't know, honestly, how much of a rotated lineup you could see here, because if you want to rest Pozuelo for that week, heading into the home stretch after that match is over, do you go ahead and make sure that he sits now, make sure that he's as healthy as he can be? That, to me, that's the give and take here. How much of a rotated lineup does Greg Vanney have? If he goes full strength, then I think Atlanta United goes as full strength as they can. But I have I'm looking at the depth of Atlanta United to play a larger role than the depth for Toronto FC. It's going to be a grinder. I don't see it going any more than 1-1. Could even be a goalless draw too.
Yeah. Carmen, like same thing, like Toronto FC in their last game saw their win streak come to an end. They were on a great run there. So do you think they'll get back on track here with the win over Atlanta?
I think back on track is about, you know, consistency, rest, making sure that they're their best when they need to be at their best. I don't think as much as they'll talk about it, I think that they believe they can win the supporter shield by rotating their players. So I think we're going to see a little more Jaden Nelson. I think we're going to see a little more maybe even Ruddy or their new signing, Prelo. You know, some good young players that need to be tested. You know, you'll probably see maybe a bigger sample size of Schaffelberg. Players like that can come in and make a difference. And you know, there's a lot of players that logged a lot of minutes, like, you know, Laria might need a break here and there. And we talked about their center backs. You know, the one thing that they can do is ensure that their two best center backs, Mavinga and Gonzalez, are ready for the playoffs. They can rotate in Seaman. They can rotate in Zavalleta, who had a good game last game. And, you know, he's proven over the years to be good in the three, good in the four. So, you know, they're in a good spot. to rest players, but keep that continuity. And find out about other players. So there's it's not a concerning situation. It's not a must win situation. And I think that they're a very good place to look at their young players. And I still think they have enough everywhere in their young players and enough depth to challenge the teams like Atlanta. And you know, challenging means the tying, getting them a 1-1 draw, or even a 0-0, or they can get a result against these teams with the amount of continuity in their program that they have.
So then let me ask you this, Coach. When you mentioned Laurent Simon, if Simon is in the lineup, I could see that as a weak point for Toronto at the back because of the speed that Atlanta United could bring from the edges, whether it's a Jurgen Damm, John Gallagher, a George Bello, a Brooks Lennon, any of those guys. I think that Simon can be had by speed because he doesn't have the wheels that he used to.
Omar Gonzalez, the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think that resounds loudly for all of the center backs in the TFC system. But I think the opportunity cost of having a Simon and of not playing him and playing Omar Gonzalez, you know, to the bone, or playing Mavinga to the bone, makes no sense for them. I think that Simon can manage a game. I think that he manages his pace or lack thereof by dropping off a little more, by fouling very tactically. That makes him very susceptible to cards. But I think that he's intelligent, and Vanny will surround him with players of the same intelligence and players. That's what I talk about when I talk about they're in a situation where they know each other. They know their deficiencies. They know how to cover for them. They know that they might need the better, faster option at right back when Simon's playing center back, or they need Zavalleta who can, all things considered, cover a little more speed, cover a little more space than Simon, or hold back. I think that maybe they drop the line of their defending when Simon's in the game. But I think that they need to get these center backs, Omar Gonzalez and Mavinga, rest. And they need to have, because two games a week for them isn't realistic going into the playoffs. And I think Simon will be exploited in those situations 100%. But the opportunity of cost of that versus playing Mavinga and Omar Gonzalez all the time is well worth the test of having Simon in the game.
Yeah, and also another center back that I'm surprised we actually haven't seen him in Toronto FC is Julian Dunn. Like, he was on loan in Valor, played a lot of minutes there in the Island Games tournament, looked really good, didn't look out of place for being such a young center back. And ever since he came back into TFC's lineup, it's just hasn't had the opportunity yet. So, Carmen, do you think that is concerning a little bit? Like, do you think he should be playing minutes, or do you think he just doesn't fit a four-man center back?
No, I absolutely do think he should be playing minutes, but you've got four center backs that need to play there. You've got Gonzalez, Mavinga, Zavalleta, and Simon. So do you bring Julian into Hartford and make them train with the team and work with the team and prepare him for one, two, or three of them?
That you have to jump through if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's live TV, brother. Point to Coach's point, I think that it's something that you have to keep an eye on, because if you want to try to bring in late season reinforcements and you're bringing them in from, you're bringing them in from Canada, you have to go through protocol. And so even if you did that today, you're talking about at the very least two matches that individual is not a part of, and hoping to have that person available for the third match with only five games left on the board. And so that's that's something that you'd have to kind of pay attention to here. Is the risk of quarantine worth the reward of having that individual on the roster for the home stretch in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And John, I'll ask you this as we close up the MLS portion. Is there an update, anything regards to Joseph Martinez, if he's progressing to their protocol and everything going into that recovery?
Well, Joseph is on a long-term injury for this year. So he's not going to be a part of things this season. That's why they brought in Kubo Torres and tried to help out up top. And so, of course, you bring in Kubo Torres and your long-term injury replacement gets injured. And so you can't replace your long-term injury replacement with another long-term injury replacement. So they had to kind of wait for Kubo to get healthy, and he has progressed rather quickly to get back into the lineup. But right now, if, and this, I'll put this out here just as to give you an idea of timetables. The discussion that was brought forth by TSN 690, I believe, yesterday, the notion that CONCACAF Champions League could be in December at a centralized location. And once again, Coach, this goes to the discussion that we were having earlier about pushing the season back and pushing it back. If CONCACAF Champions League comes back in December, then, you know, once again, you're talking the end of the MLS schedule, and then it's a month, and then it's then you jump into CCL if you're still a part of that. Joseph Martinez, depending on how things could work itself out, might be part of the discussion for Atlanta United in CONCACAF Champions League if it's in December. I know that I just used a might and an if and a could be and a probably, but that's just once again taking what we know and moving it forward. But for anything involving this season in MLS, Joseph Martinez is on long-term injury reserve, and so he would not be a part of anything this season.